Hey, podcasters, Claire, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
On today's catch-up, Matt drops his hits from your hood for Dale Keith.
Our man at the Dockers, Andrew Brayshaw, joins in on the Stay the F*** Home If You're Sick campaign.
We ask if you've saved somebody's life, you hero.
And celebrate with us on International Bath Day.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6am on Mix 94.5. Clean Heat, proudly bringing you The Big Breakfast on the go and helping WA life flow.
Coburn, Cannington, Melfin, Girraween, Joondalup, East Vic Park, the places between. Home was where the heart is and that's all good. Let me tell you all about it, Matt. Hits from your hood.
It's back.
Yes, my journey across all of the suburbs of Perth, from the sublime to the beautiful to the ridiculous.
Yeah.
Dale Keith, all of those. Well, mostly sublime, actually. It's rather nice.
You haven't done a lot in those 45 songs in that sort of golden triangle of the western suburbs.
No, I haven't. Mm. I haven't. Working class boy from Beckenham. What do I know about those places? But I'm broadening my horizons.
You are on CCTV from recording the video on lots of homes.
The video is up, by the way.
Oh, is that great?
Mix.com.au or Mix Facebook. But before you go to the video, why not listen to the song for Dale Keith?
That's Hits From Your Hood.
As a little boy, I dreamed of being something like an Alan Bond. I'd splash around the cash, at tax time be quite lax, get an awesome tan aboard my awesome yacht. I'd get whitened teeth, pedicures on my feet, on Jutland Parade I'd be seen. I'd live in Dalkeith without a care. What you spend on rent, I'd spend on my hair. Can't you see? I wanna be in a place that won't let bogans in. There was a little girl that used to be a friend of mine at my high school. She was really smart, always got home before dark. She made her way to medical school. Not to be a GP, no bulk billing for thee. Became a specialist ENT. She lives in Dalkeith with river views. At the Netherlands Yacht Club, she drinks her chartreuse. She won't see the likes of me. I hope this lump in my sinus disappears. Living in a place with no common people, where no one smokes and no one ever needs social security. They're voting coalition.
Of course.
That's my Dalkeith. And now I'm watching as the SUVs head on home. I guess they're the same, they've got an IGA. I'm sure their purebred dogs enjoy a purebred bone. But man, they seem so lucky, their lives are all good news. Shine bright like Julie Bishop's shoes. Oh, her red shoes. I want to live in Dalkeith. It isn't fair. I want to live with no money cares. Can't you see? I want to be in a place where bogans are placed. Where bogans are placed. Where bogans do not live. In beautiful Dalkeith. Boganless Dalkeith. They're asking me to leave.
Bogan-less apart from one in the video.
Yeah,
I love
you betcha. The video is up, mix.com.au or the Mix Facebook page.
Beautiful.
The Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Time of the year, that time of the year, of course, to talk about something very special. We have an announcement to make.
Yeah, and of course, This will be the third year that it's run, and it's all about the kids' appeal with Telethon. Mix 94.5's relationship with Telethon is you know, so many decades long,
yeah,
right?
Long-standing.
Yeah, yeah. We love and to raise money for the kids.
You mentioned money, over 1.5 million over that period of time.
Absolutely. So how that's do we do that?
Oh, that's way better.
We're going to have the real one, Kimber.
We have a bit
so
of a laugh.
Funny you picked that one.
It is the Mix 94.5's Laugh Out Loud.
Yeah, Friday, August 30 at the Astor Theatre at Mount Lawley. And what a great fun event this has been in the last few years for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, it's been great, hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, we've really enjoyed it. We've sold out every year because it's such good fun. We put comedians on. You'll get a whole bevy of comedians on the night. Mm-hmm. And the money, of course, goes towards our kids' appeal with Telethon. So we're doing good things with it. And you get a great night out.
Yes, Janelle Koenig is going to, you know, one of Perth's number one comedians across the country. She writes for Joel Creasy. She writes for TV. She's doing it all, and she's going to be our MC for the evening.
She's MCing. That's brilliant. We'll be showcasing local Perth comedians, including our very own Matt Dick-Tinsky.
Oh, I'm showcasing, am I?
We're showcasing you.
Well, and to anyone who was at the gig last night, I won't be doing that material that didn't go so well.
The new stuff?
I'll tweak it.
Can you work it?
Also a very special international guest as well. We've got Mandy Knight from the UK.
Oh, from England.
Very funny. And so it's just going to be a great night. We would love to see you there. Get your tickets, because if you don't, you're going to miss out.
One of the best things over the years I've heard is someone backstage saying, I think it was Janelle who was on the bill last couple of years.
Yeah.
And she said, I might just have to back off because people are getting a little bit weary from laughing too much.
Look, all jokes aside, the last two have been absolutely stonkingly good comedy nights.
Well, and the tickets are cheap. They're $35.50. So for a night out of comedy where you're going to get a bunch of different performers, it is great.
And what tickets are on sale today at 9 a.m. from Ticketek?
In 7 minutes.
Oh, really? Yeah. Get on the phone and book.
Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Shut up! The boy is on the radio!
He's one of the hottest rising stars in the AFL.
Great shot! Brilliant goal!
And he's our man inside the Dockers. Let's talk footy with Andrew Brayshaw for Automasters.
You will hear the Battle of the Port Clubs tomorrow afternoon from Optus on Mix 94.5, 8th and 9th. Andy Brayshaw, g'day mate, how are you?
Good, thanks guys, how are you?
Andy, we claim you as one of our own. We like to make, you know, tell everyone you're part of our team. You're one of our buddies.
Yep.
We need to know if you're on board our campaign for people who are sick. We're telling them to stay at home.
I'm
what do you reckon?
100% on bill. I'm on board. Adam Chera is sick at the moment.
Oh, is he? Fluey?
And he's been coughing around me and Hugh Dixon. So we're trying to keep him at home,
trying
to quarantine him. But, I'm 100% on board.
Yeah, definitely. Good.
Is there a quarantine room down there at Coburn?
Well,
when you've
he's had a few days off training, but
Sorry, I sneezed. I'm absolutely fine.
Are you Adam Chera?
Yeah.
He's had a few days off training, but we're just trying to keep clear of him, just keep it to phone calls and text messages.
Absolutely.
Do the club ban him from coming down? Is there sort of like a rule?
Oh, the doctor sort of assesses. So a few days ago he came in and the doctor sort of said, you're looking a bit sick, you got a temperature. He went home and then each morning, I think he has to check in with the doc before he's allowed to come in with the group.
Okay.
Yeah, fair enough. Otherwise, it might just go like wildfire.
Yeah, that's the last thing we want is the whole team getting sick.
Absolutely. Hey, there's been a lot of talk recently about crowd behaviour and people sort of yelling things out from the crowd, which, you know, has happened, I guess, since Adam was a boy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you, as players, sort of, do you hear it? Does it affect you emotionally? Obviously, we know that it has affected some people. And do you guys have a line in the sand?
I feel every player's different and sometimes you can hear certain phrases get called out and then sometimes it's just a bit of a blur.
Yes.
I've been lucky enough not to really have anything too significant said to me, but I know of players that have had some stuff said that shouldn't be said at a game,
Racial stuff particularly.
Yep,
we've been
sure.
So if someone yelled out, hey, Brayshaw, Lockie Neal tells me that you never tidied your room, could you handle that?
That would be fine.
That'd be okay.
Yeah. Are you much of a sledger? Not throwing out much yourself?
No, I feel like you've got to be a bit older, I reckon. In the first few years, you just play footy and then once you're a bit older, I reckon that's when you can start.
So when you get respect.
So you can build up.
But what about when you're up to stadium and you and your brother are coming together for a tackle or something? What you must say something.
If I do know the player well or if if it's my brother, I'll definitely talk to them. And it helps when you're up by a few points. So,
yeah, get out of my way, helmet head.
What if someone yelled out, "You're not as good as your brother"?
Oh,
would you laugh or would you?
I've copped that
have
a
you?
Lot.
Have you really?
And I think everyone in our family's copped that at some point.
Of course.
Life, so.
Yeah,
my
yeah,
favourite
yeah.
was Fifey when someone said, "Oh, Fife, stop being such an individual." And he went, "That was a compliment."
Yeah.
How weird's that?
Yeah, no, it's, you know. Some people, you know, take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, so, of course, yeah. of course.
Okay. So, yeah. Andy, on the other end of the spectrum, you had Eddie Betts kick a freak goal last night for Adelaide, right?
Yeah, amazing.
And Sydney Stack, who plays for the opposition for Richmond, basically gave him a high five.
Yeah, I saw that.
Is that bizarre seeing players from opposition celebrating?
It was pretty funny, but at the same time, it probably deserved it. It was such an amazing goal. It's almost like he ran towards the boundary and then just got it back in. So, you know, it's great to see two players getting around each other and the fun of the game.
Sydney's hero as well, Eddie Betts.
Yeah, for sure.
I
for
liked sure. it. I thought, would that, it was quite is sweet, that sort but... of thing that would fly? Would the Richmond player get in trouble, do you think, from his teammates for that?
I wouldn't have thought. I think, given Sydney's personality, I think he's a pretty outgoing guy.
Yep.
And,
yeah.
Eddie was just getting around him and up and about. So I think it's good for the game, I
right.
think.
Yeah. Asking you the tough questions this morning.
Oh, well, I was going to come in with another one. I was going to say, is Optus Stadium too hard? Is it too hard? We can't
what
play.
What are you doing about the economy?
We can't play.
How are your lower legs?
Yeah, is this all a bit of a beat up or what?
No, it's all fine. Keep the questions.
Okay.
Is it hard to play on Optus ground? Is it too hard?
No, I love Optus. We've had discussions of people getting injured and whatnot, but... when we play there, we're pretty quick, and although it is a hard deck, it's a fast deck. So I think we play really well there, and we get blokes like Brad Hill and Ed Langdon running really fast. So, you know, if we can keep winning, I'm happy to keep playing there.
Geez, good, isn't he? Okay, footy, yes. Port. What, you know, good side. Hard to pick sometimes, Port. But
yeah.
It's a big game.
Yeah, it's a huge game. We're both sitting, I think, on 24 points. So it's a massive game, and... yeah, they're looking in pretty good form. Some of the vision I've seen of them looks really good. So, yeah, we're definitely going to have to bring our A game, but the fans definitely get to the game and support us.
Speaking of A game, mate, you mentioned Brad Hill, his brother Stephen, back, legend at the club.
Yeah, that's huge. I'm so happy for Steve. He's such a nice guy, such a great leader and an amazing player. So to have him back in the side is a big bonus.
Well, Andy, we can tell you more about your homework when you get off air, but just so you know, because Gaff's doing it, you have to too. Okay. We need you to find two major people to support our Stay the At Home When You're Sick campaign.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, big names?
You know, get the individual.
You
Nat
know,
Fife.
Get your iPhone out and give them, if you run into someone famous, get them to record a little message for us to support our campaign. Can you do that?
I think I can try.
Good on you, mate.
Maybe Ross.
Yeah, Roscoe.
Yeah, we need Ross.
But if you do get Ross, tell him to stick to the script. You know, he can go off piece.
He'll ad lib and throw some Rosses in.
There's Andy, a hashtag.
Good luck on the weekend, bud.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
You guys seen the front of the paper.
Absolutely.
Hey, you know, what do most footballers do when they retire? They just go and play some country footy.
Put on a bit of weight.
Try and find some work, put on a bit of poundage. But Mark Lecraft and the West Coast Eagles, grand final hero, is a hero in real life.
It sounds like he doesn't want to talk about it either, but he's rescued some people from a car before it burst into flames after it crashed into a tree.
Humble hero.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, a person has passed away, but if it hadn't have been for Mark Lecraft, it seems that other people would have died too.
Yeah, they said the car was travelling on Great Eastern Highway in Sawyers Valley and it skidded into bushland about just after 11 p.m. on Wednesday night.
Mm.
And Mark Lecraft happened to be driving in the opposite direction, came across it and pulled these two people from the wreck, but unfortunately couldn't save the third. But far out, it takes a really together person to jump on the scene straight away like that and act without, like, very selflessly.
So how he played his footy, I know it's a long way from real life and especially a tragedy like this, but just sort of jumped in there, a 29-year-old man and a 52-year-old woman, and Lecker's probably feeling bad. Someone's lost their life as well.
Well, he shouldn't be, you know, and good on him. And I'd be really interested to know how one feels after something like that. I mean, I'm sure it's a massive adrenaline rush and maybe there is some deep depression afterwards, but,
quite possibly.
You know, have you ever saved someone's life, or indeed, have you been saved?
Yeah.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber.
And with our friends, the WA Gas Company helping life flow, Clean Heat, on board this week.
They are a WA born and bred provider, and that's why they're so at home in WA.
Yeah, and they want to make it easy for you to switch over to Clean Heat so you can just go online and they do all the work for you.
Yeah, enjoy ongoing value rewards and exclusive customer benefits.
If you want more info, just visit cleanheat.com.au or call 132180 to switch today.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth. The juice.
Oh, you tell. Let's hear it. Give me the details.
First up, great news for Eskimo Joe fans.
Emergency. I think I am losing the fight. And I don't know if I can do it.
Yes, Eskimo Joe, the Fremantle Rockers, are going to lead the pre-match entertainment at Perth's inaugural State of Origin match.
Ah, okay.
At brilliant. The Optus Stadium on June 23rd. Great gig. I mean, just fantastic to have such a big venue like that.
Yeah.
And Cav said, it's going to be amazing for my first experience being able to totally rock out and do a live-to-air performance. First gig at Optus Stadium.
Mm.
And it's actually got a lot of people who tune in too. They've got an audience of 3.2 million who watch the first round, first game, and organisers are expecting more than 55,000 fans are going to go to game two in Perth.
Oh,
so
cool.
Big scope for them. It'll be great.
And Cav, boys on the two big screens. Brilliant.
Yeah, it'll be awesome. And Cav's going to be live in studio this afternoon too with Pete Corelli in the Rush Hour.
Yep.
And I've got something even better than the Eskies playing Optus Stadium.
What's going on?
We've got this.
Hey, this is Cav Templey here from Eskimo Joe. If you've got the flu today, stay the at home.
Hey,
he's on board.
Cav's on board our campaign.
Hey, well
just
done.
Stay at home if you're sick.
That wasn't Andrew Gaff, one of his gets, was it?
No, it wasn't an Andrew Gaff get. He's still working on that.
Okay. Mm. And particularly if your fingernails are turning black,
yeah, you're
stay
right.
home.
Yeah. And have some red wine.
Yeah.
Now, guys, Kylie Jenner and her friends are all of 21 years old, and Jenner threw a birthday party for a friend and themed it after their favourite TV show, The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, okay.
Now, if you're not familiar with the show, it's about a dystopian future where women are oppressed and raped and tortured and not dissimilar to how we live right now. But you get the gist. It's a pretty dark show where women have a horrible, horrible time.
Hey, but I'm a Kardashian.
Oh, super appropriate for a 21st celebration for a bunch of rich girls running around.
Yep.
Bradley Whitford, who joined the cast of the show last season, made this comment when asked about it.
I don't know. It seems a little tacky. I mean... You know, that costume is so kind of iconic. It's interesting how it's changed from initially a symbol of oppression to a symbol of resistance. So, yeah, a cocktail party seems to sort of dash all that significance.
It does a bit.
And coming off the back of your story yesterday about Instagrammers at Auschwitz.
Yeah.
You know, people are kind of losing perspective about what these things mean.
Yeah,
right?
I think someone needs to explain the storyline of A Handmaid's Tale to Kylie Jenner.
And if Brad Whitford's voice is familiar, he was the White House Deputy Chief of Staff in the West Wing for all those years.
Oh,
great actor.
Okay.
Mm. Now,
yeah.
Oh, Paulie, he's on board. We woke up. Hello, Paul.
Who is?
No, I love the West Wing. It just dawned on me. Sorry.
Last week, too, we announced that John Farnham is returning to Perth. He will be performing at Live in the Vines on Sunday, the 8th of December, and there is a stellar lineup too. You're going to get John Stevens,
great
Vanessa
voice.
Amorosi, and more. And it's
great
hosted
voice.
At Sandalford Estate in the beautiful Swan Valley.
Yeah.
Gorgeous venue there.
Great venue.
And tickets are on sale today from 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster.
Great time.
If you'd forgotten, here's your reminder. You can head to mix.com.au for more details.
We're just glad Farnsey's feeling better as well.
Too right. Yes.
Yeah, good on him.
Well, that's your Daily Juice.
Great former Australian of the Year.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Go on, get your gear off.
Oh, okay. Finally, I never thought you'd ask.
I want my clothes off. I want my stuff.
Oh, Mr. Matey.
Oh, what the hell is that?
You don't remember that ad? I want my Mr. Matey.
I said the same
please.
Thing. What's Mr. Matey? But Tom goes, Kimber will know what
oh,
it is.
Oh, God. Mr. Matey was the bubble bath of all time in the 80s.
So oh, really?
We remember this guy.
Rubber ducky.
Yeah.
You're the one.
Now you're talking. Ernie. You make bath time lots of fun.
Okay, the producer goes, looks at the video and goes, hey, look at Ernie naked.
Just felt. It's International Bath Day. Good day to celebrate being in the bath.
Yep.
Oh,
do you guys like a bath? Are you a bath?
Not really.
Even the one that you had with us on the Coral Coast?
Oh, that was good fun.
That was different.
That was,
that was actually hilarious.
The three of us in a spa bath in the corner of producer Tom's bathroom wasn't really as roomy as I expected.
Notice I got in last and put my 5 foot 5 legs in. Over the, I don't know how we did
and
that.
Archimedes' bloody water table lifted then, didn't it?
It was like a game of, I don't know, Tetris.
You
what
know,
was
I,
that?
What's that?
Oh, no, Captain Paul had something
I've,
to say.
Always does. I enjoy a bath, but why don't they make them long enough? I've got one of these
tiddly
little kid baths, you know, that they put in the second bed bathroom of a house, and it's just for when the children are little, and when you want to get in as an adult, you've either got to have your knees up out of the water, or you've got to have your whole chest up, your whole torso.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
They love a good tub in the UK, because I remember for my first holiday in the early 90s, in the middle of the English winter, going to stay at B&Bs, and didn't have much money, so we're staying at fairly dodgy ones, and no hot showers anywhere.
No.
And you get in there, and it's freezing. It's like 2 degrees or something outside, and you get inside, and, we've got a shared bath, and that's it.
Yeah.
That's hard work.
Yeah.
I remember growing up in Mount Lawley before my parents split up. We had like a proper old school cast iron bath with the feet.
Gorgon's
feet. Gorgon? I don't know. Love what you're doing at Barrow Island.
Yeah, well done. I was going to say.
I don't like baths. I think internally I've got too much temperature. As soon as I get in, I'm thinking I'm going to pass out.
So you're not a spa guy either, right?
No,
yeah,
not
I don't
really.
Like spas because I feel a bit dizzy. And
give me a spa any day of the week. It's my golden save up and put it in the house product.
Yeah, but you've also got cold extremities, so you'd love that warm water thing, right?
Yeah, I'm a real water person too. Not out in the ocean or anything natural like that, but I do like being in water.
Now,
yeah.
Can I say this? I think it may be a ladies' thing because my partner, she loves a bath, and you get into a warm bath and it's like, we've got some candles and some music. And I'm like, I've got to get out.
My partner, James, has a bath every night.
Oh, really?
Loves it.
He's a bath guy.
He's a pom.
See, he's a pommy. That's why, but he loves a bath.
I'm a hot shower guy, but if Laurie's got the candles on, I'm in the bath with her. I'm happy with that.
Really?
Two of you fit in the bath. Don't be ridiculous.
Way too much information.
Can you handle it for a long time, as in the heat?
Excuse me?
You know I can't handle it for a long time, mate. I'm a 60-second one.
No, new medication, buddy.
Happy
International Bath Day.
Have a tub today.
IBD.
Hey, well done.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Well done.
Thank you.
Woo! Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist.
Hey! Nothing.
Devastated.
I was going to say Friday just to, celebrate. But
Captain Paul.
He's still asleep.
Tom walked in at the wrong time.
He did. I saw that. Producer Tom stuffed everything up.
No, good on you, Tom.
You got distracted. Yeah, change is as good as a holiday, mate.
For those that are listening for the first time, Captain Paul nearly always says twist.
Yeah.
And he didn't. And I'm a little bit down about it.
Okay, we'll play it again then.
Okay.
Here we go. Yeah, twist.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist.
Twist.
That's all we need.
Yes, thank you.
Well done. Do you feel better?
Well, yes, I have. Well, here's an interesting twist. We all love a bit of Thai food.
Oh, yes.
And thank you.
I've been to Thailand a number of times. Beautiful people, beautiful country. But this is a Thai restaurant in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And it was forced to close, unfortunately, after fluids from a rotting corpse began leaking through the ceiling.
Raindrops on my head. Oh, that's hideous.
That's
nice choice of song, right?
Yeah, producer Tom's one for one at the moment because he picked this song and he stuffed Captain Paul up.
Oh, he's a BJ Thomas fan from way back.
There a corpse he's a in BJ restaurant.
He is.
Here, let me tell you the rest of it. We've only got about 12 seconds left.
Only one who heard what you said.
So,
workers
at the Siam Corner, Thai Kitchen and Pho in Windsor, but in Connecticut.
Yeah.
I've told police that a foul odour and a reddish-brown liquid was coming from the building above, the apartment above.
And which is always a worry if you see a reddish-brown liquid coming from anywhere.
It is, although in a Thai restaurant, you could think it's a spicy sauce.
Could be a curry.
unfortunately, police have, climbed into the apartment upstairs and found that there was a person deceased had been there for quite some time.
Mm.
No foul play suspected, which is a good thing. But so there you go, Sadi Karp.
Oh.
I mean.
They just perished.
I feel like we can't recover from the raindrop song.
No, nor should you. Nor should you.
Did we mention BJ Thomas sang that song?
Yes.
Oh.
Clean Heat, hope you enjoyed the show. Now let life flow. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.